Kingston.
You're listening to 93.1 The Bear.
Let's turn this microphone on and say good morning to a couple of young gentlemen, Colin and Patrick. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Hey there.
I hope this... Oh, there we go. Both microphones are working. Just come in on the microphone a little bit or move the microphone towards you a little closer. There you go. Terrific. Patrick Friesen and Colin Langston. Let's find out where these guys are from. Patrick, you are from...
Winfield. Yep.
Now, you're interested in the forest industry.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
And you decided to study at this... You're both about 19 years old, right?
Nope.
That's no, wrong. Wrong again, Steve. Well, how old are you then?
I'm 24.
Oh, you're 24?
Yeah.
Oh, you're an old guy. What about you?
I'm 27.
27?
Even older.
I thought we were talking. I'm just talking about young people this morning.
No.
Oh, well.
Actually, I'm 1 foot in the grave.
Yeah, really. I got socks older than you guys. My gosh. Patrick Friesen from Winfield and Colin from Vernon.
Yep.
Terrific. Now, what made you interested in the... Before we get into this contest thing, what made you interested in the forest industry?
I think both of us always have loved being out in the woods. When we're not out in the woods working, we're out in the woods in our spare time and stuff. So, yeah, the love of the forest mainly is what gets most people, I think, into forestry.
Terrific. So so you do a lot of hiking and biking and stuff like that,
sure.
in the outback, as they'd say?
Yeah.
Well, terrific. Well, that's marvelous. Well, it's a great industry to be involved in. And now you're involved with the Lower North Thompson Community Forest Society. So tell me about this logo contest.
Yeah, sure. Well, it's pretty exciting. We don't have a logo for the whole community forest. And so we put together a contest and people can create a logo and submit it. And there's some good prizes if they win.
Oh, prizes?
Well, yeah, there's more than one. Yeah, there's prizes for first, second, and third. So,
well, Mike didn't tell me that.
Well, he should have.
I guess he should have. So the grand prize for the winner of the logo contest, a mini iPad. iPad mini, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, what is that? I'm an old guy. I don't understand this stuff.
They seem to be pretty popular these days. I think they're pretty useful. It's basically like a computer without a keyboard. And it's, I don't know, about the size of a small novel. And it's
kidding.
A touch screen, and yeah, it's the latest and greatest. Yeah.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
So that's the grand prize. Now, what are the other prizes there?
So second prize is a $50 gift certificate to Future Shop, and third prize is $25.
Well, not bad at all.
Yeah.
Now, this is going to be, it's not going to be easy, because when you take the North Thompson Community Forest Society, which is the letters are LNTCFS.
Yes.
How in the heck are you going to make a logo out of that?
Well, that's the challenge right
now. Yeah. We'll give it to somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was the strategy.
Probably easier to have the letters than those words.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, really. That would be impossible, right? To get a logo around North Thompson Community Forest Society.
Yeah.
I can understand why Mike and Harley just handed it over to you guys. Because it's not going to be easy. But, you know, young people are very creative.
Oh, they sure are.
They really think outside the box. So there's a good possibility they're going to come up with some great... Now, really, what are you looking for in this logo? Who's judging this, by the way?
The directors are.
The directors.
Yeah.
And that would be Harley and Mike and...
Would you guys
be involved in the judging?
No, we're not.
No,
we're not involved.
No, we'll be gone by that point. We'll be back studying for school. Yeah.
Yep.
Now, when is the draw for this? October 8th?
That's the deadline, yeah.
My gosh, that's months from now.
Oh, yeah, lots of time,
so
yeah.
A lot of people have got a lot of time to work on this.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll be good to get the word out to the kids once they start school so they can... They got something to do instead of schoolwork, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's, you know, if you could go to school and win an iPad, I mean...
Why not?
No, pretty good. So, give me the contest rules now. Let's ask that of Patrick.
Okay. So eligibility, you have to be 19 or younger.
Right.
You have to reside in one of the five communities that the Forest Society represents, which is McClure, Lewis Creek, Barrier, Chuchua, or Little Fort.
Yep.
And other than that, pretty basic stuff. Don't copy anything that's already owned by someone else.
Right.
And it has to be submitted. If you're going to email it, it has to be in a JPEG format. And
where do they send that? To lntcfssociety@telus.net? Is that where they would send it?
Yeah, lntcfsociety.
Oh, yeah. We don't.
@telus.net.
Okay.
Yeah, or you can mail it in to Box 983, Barrier, BC.
Okay.
BOE1EO.
Very good.
Yeah.
Or they can just literally drop off a copy.
Yeah, or you can just go at the office. Yeah, at the office.
Well, it's so easy to win. I mean, it's not maybe so easy to win, but it's so easy to enter.
Yeah, it's pretty easy, yeah.
Yeah, darn right.
Yeah.
Darn right. So what do you figure would be, come on, give the young people out there an idea of what would really work.
What would really work? Well,
obviously trees, right?
That's a good place to start. The things that the community forest is about forestry, and it's about the community. So a logo that represents those two things is... That's exactly what we're looking for.
If you get a little bit of each in there.
Yeah. Keep it simple. Make it look good when it's black and white as well as in colors.
Yeah. Exactly. So is it a black and white thing, or can you use any color?
It'll be both. But I mean, so on certain documents it'll be in black and white.
Right.
But say if it's on it's Mike's on a sign top. Or on something. plastered on Mike's hood and on Mike's side door and his other side door, it'll probably be in full color.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, this logo is going to be around, obviously, for a long, long time.
Yeah, for sure. It's a plan.
Absolutely. So this is marvelous. This is for young people, 19 or younger. Entrance must reside in one of the five communities, McClure, Lewis Creek, Barrier, Chuchua, Little Fort. Anybody else, they're out. And the draw is going to be, the deadline for the entry is midnight, October 8th, Pacific Daylight Time. When is the actual draw? Do you know that?
Well, the October 8th is when the directors get all the submissions. They'll look through that and get back to people.
And they'll all talk about it. There's 12 directors, so
So the winner, they'll use that logo on their letterhead and all kinds of wherever logos are used.
Yeah.
So how do you win the second prize? It's sort of like the second
prize? Yeah, they'll rank them, and so they'll narrow it down.
So the best one wins the goodies. The second prize is what, a $50 Future Shop gift certificate.
Yep.
And then the third prize is a $25 gift certificate from Future Shop.
Yeah.
You betcha.
So they could add up and save up and buy their own. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, this is marvelous. Now tell me about the forest industry. Where is it going? That's a loaded question. Like, where is the forest industry going? But I mean, I'm going to ask you that. Like, I mean, how are things in the? Somebody told me a couple, 3 years ago, they said, "Oh, well, we're running out of trees." And I look at British Columbia and say, how in the heck can we say that we're running out of trees? But is there a problem with trees that cannot be harvested?
Issues about, people talk about the medium range timber supply and to do with the pine beetle and stuff like that. So that the pine beetle has definitely made an impact on BC's forests, and there's no way around that. But in terms of where forestry is going in the future, I think the community forest is actually a good model that is being used more and more. It's good in the fact that it exists to benefit the people of the community, and so the people of the community can be involved. It's good for the local residents. So the government is implementing more and more of these, and we're seeing more of them starting, and hopefully there'll be more starting again soon.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what amazes me is for every tree they harvest, they plant, is it three? Three trees to replace that one tree? Is that what the figure is? That's a figure I heard. You're looking with a big question mark on your head.
It's not so much one for three. It's more a fact of once they harvest something is going to be replanted. Yeah, so there's no net loss, essentially.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It's based on certain densities. So you could come up with a hard number like that, but more about replanting the area so that it's productive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, talk about the pine beetle. Is that ever going to go away? How are you ever going to get a handle on that? Apart from going to 50 below for 3 years.
Well, when all the pine is dead, they won't have anything left. So we're pretty much there.
Well, that's a sad state for me. I tell you, when it's all gone, they're going to starve to death.
Yeah.
Well, they like the mature pine, so they've kind of already gone through that. But you can still harvest that. But the young pine hasn't been attacked, so it's
not really good. So they just like the older pine.
Yep.
Oh, is that right? That's the thing I didn't
stuff
know.
We like for timber.
Right. Now, once a pine beetle is attacked a tree, is it still harvestable? I mean, can you still use that?
Yeah, it's still good for a couple of years. And the timber, like the lumber, will have a little bit of a blue stain on it in the sapwood.
Where that blue stain
comes from. That's what that comes from. So if you ever see that blue stain in lumber, then that means that the pine beetle was eating its way through that. Wow. But so it's definitely still salvageable. And the government's made a big effort to try and salvage a lot of that pine beetle kill, because if not, it's just wasted. There's been a lot of effort done to salvage what can be salvaged.
Right, right. Now, is there any way they're ever going to beat this? Are they ever going to come up with any kind of chemical or biodegradable chemical that's going to kill these things? Or where did they originally come from? They're not native to North America, right?
Actually, they are.
Are they really?
I think for the most part, though, it has to do with the changes in climate has resulted in an increase in their where they can live and survive.
So global warming has allowed them to move into newer pastures.
Yeah, it's definitely opened up different areas for them for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what the heck can we do? I guess we've got to live with it, and we've got to do what we can to save the forest, no matter what it takes.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of money, a lot of research going into pine beetle.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And a lot of things can be done too that are being done now, that just in terms of the species composition that you plant in blocks that have been harvested and stuff like that, so as to diversify the forest so that we don't end up with stands of just pine that can be destroyed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Terrific. Anything else new in the forest industry that you could fill us in on? Anything? Any
comment?
No.
Not really. Well, everything is unfolding the way it should. And getting back to this contest, the deadline is October 8th.
Yep.
That is the deadline. The prize will be given away, or prizes will be given away a short time after that. It's for anybody, is open to any individual 19 years of age or younger. Entrants must reside in the five communities of McClure, Barrier, Lewis Creek, Chuchuan, Little Fort. Anything else you'd like to add, gentlemen?
For information, we've hung up posters and rule packages around town. I think we have one at the grocery store and the pharmacy and just all over town. But also we have a website now.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So that's good. So the information is all on there, as well as a ton of other information. It's a beautiful little website. It's lntcfs.org.
Okay.
And so all the information you need will be on there as well, so that's even easier.
Patrick and Colin, thank you for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
Always a pleasure to talk to young people about something that they're interested in. And, hey, good luck with your careers.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
And have fun with this contest.
We'll do.
Good stuff.
You're listening to 93.1. The Bear.